It's the way around. Ibchamai, what's going to be for the width? Does namaltra help? Like in picture 138. If you have an namaltra, it means the opening to the mavi is more than 10 amis wide. So you put a kaira on top. Namala kaira doesn't help if it's more than 10 amis wide. But what about if this kaira has special pictures on it? Special tsiyurim. That you can look at it because it looks funny. So maybe an namaltra is a matra even though it's wider than 10 amis. What's going to be the locham? And who adin, Luyi Tsuya the Pesach is more than 10 amas high, can you put a Tsuya the Pesach? Does that help by the Gvoya also? Hey, Sipchamai, what about the other way around? So the Mura Toshma, I'll bring you Rayim. Titania, Mavui Shu Gvoya Meyesramama. You have a Mavui that the walls are more than 20 amas high. Is Alocha Yamayit. You have to bring it down. Vimyesh the Tsuya the Pesach, ain't it Tsuya Lamayit? If you have a Tsuya the Pesach, then it is ain't it Tsuya Lamayit? As even though it's more than 10 amas high, meaning more than 20 amas high, still is kosher. So you see, klar, tzuras ha-pesach helps, even though it's higher than 20 amas. What about amaltra baruch by mai? So what about the second shadow though? So we have a raya, tzuras ha-pesach helps both ways. Whether the opening is too wide, or the opening is too tall, if you have a tzuras ha-pesach, then it's kosher. Now what about an amaltra? So far we only saw an amaltra helps if the kaira is too high. If the kaira is more than 20 amas high, if you have an amaltra, it's pictureful, you could see it, you notice it, then it's kosher. What about baruch b'mai? What about if the opening is more than 10 amas wide, and you have the kaira on top that has pictures on it, that you notice it, is it kosher or not? Toshima, de tanya, mavui shu gavoya miyesramama. If you have a mavui that's 20 amas high, is yamayit. The answer is first, bring it down. Either bring the kaira down, or else lift the floor up, make boards on the floor to lift it up. For harachav meyeser, let's say it's wider, the opening is wider than 10 amis, is also yamayit. Put kanim on the side to make the pesach less than 10 amis wide. For yamayesh, the tzuras ha-pesach, and the tzuras lamayit. If you have a tzuras ha-pesach, you have a corner on one side, a corner on the other side, and a corner on top of them, a regular tzuras ha-pesach, is then a tzuras lamayit. So pasha, this means both ways. Whether the wall is too high or whether the wall are too wide, still a tzuras ha-pesach helps. V'yemyesh lo yamaltra, and who adin if you're using a kaira, and the kaira has an amaltra, either it means pictures on it, that's the Rambam's pshat and the Mechabal at this, like picture 138, or else we have before pictures, Rashi pshat was an amaltra, means there are pieces of wood sticking out on the side of the kaisel that makes you look up, so even though the kaira is lamala, mechav still is kosher. Here it says, you have these things, you don't have to make it smaller, you don't have to bring it down. So, my lava maltri helps even in the sefer, where we say where the opening is wider than 10 amas. Still, an amaltri helps. So you have a right to have a shalom. Amaltri is not only where it's too high, even if it's too wide, like in picture 138, then you have the kaira going on top, if you have pictures on the kaira, it'll be mutter. So tomorrow, no, loya ratio. Not that it says our maltra helps, it only helps in the ratio where the curve is too high. If it's 20 amas high, then the swar is you don't notice it. But we say if it has special pictures on it, then you would notice it. Benachnami, if the movi is too wide, if it's more than 10 amas, then our curve would not help. Even if you have an amaltra, it wouldn't help. The only eitzah to do with such a movi, if it's more than 10 amas wide, is to make a tzuras ha-pesach. Or else you might, or else the maisa, make the opening less, or up until 10 amas. So the Mora, Masni lo Rav Yehuda lechia bar Rav kaimi de Rav. He learned this over in front of Rav. That what einat tzorach lamayit. He learned that if you have a tzuras ha-pesach is einat tzorach lamayit. Trashi, no Rashi yet. Yeah. So he learned like we're learning until now that even though the opening to the mavui is more than 10 amas wide. If you have it, Tzuras ha-Pesach is kosher. Omalei, Rav answered back, Omalei Yisnayu. You know how you should learn. Tzorach lamayit. No, even if you have it, Tzuras ha-Pesach, but if the width is more than 10 amas wide, a Tzuras ha-Pesach does not help. That's Rav's halacha. So Drashka Taprashi Yisnayu Tzorach lamayit. Afilu Yeshter Tzuras ha-Pesach. Even if you have it, Tzuras ha-Pesach, that was Rav Shita. And that was the Gemara on the Beis and the Amadeis that said, Rav learns, why did the Rabbanan say that up until 10 Amis is called a Pesach? Because we learn it out of the Heichel. The Heichel was 10 Amis wide, and that was called a Pesach. Now the Gemara asked the Kashrim, the Heichel had a Tzuras HaPesach to it also. See, if you're learning out from the Heichel, even if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, it shouldn't be kosher more than 10 Amis. So Gemara says, Enachanami, according to Rav, that's halacha. Rav is the one that says that we learn out. Rav is the one that says we learn out. Rav is the one that says you learn out the sheer yud from the heichel, and the heichel has its source of pesach. So you see, even with the source of pesach, it's only kosher to yud and not more than yud. So Melo Rav Taka learns here sorach lamayit, that even though you have a source of pesach, it doesn't help. But that's Rav's shita. But halacha we don't hold like Rav. Halacha we hold that source of pesach helps, even though the pesach is wider than 10 amis, still it's kosher. So the Mar says that Rav wasn't, it's only Rav that says like this, but we don't hold like him. Amar Rav Yosef, Midivir Rabbeinu Nilmat, from we learn from this halacha here, that Chotzer, Sheruba Psochem, that's from Divrei Rav, we're going to learn that if you have a Chotzer, Sheruba Psochem Vechalonis, Rove of the Chotzer is made up from doors and from Chalonis, from windows. In other words, the porous, the opening is more than the omud. Like in picture 139. We have a chutz, so you have four walls going all around, but rove of the walls have either windows or else doors to it. So you have such a chutz, that rubai, psochim v'chalaynais, is eina niteres b'tzuras ha-pesach. I tell you, such a chutz does not help b'tzuras ha-pesach. According to Rav, it does not help b'tzuras ha-pesach. So the more my timer, why not? Why shouldn't the b'tzuras ha-pesach help? My timer. If any Pesach is more than 10 amos wide in a mavui, it's possible. Who adin uporitz meruba loymed oiser bechotzer? Who adin? Any time the opening is more than the oymed, then the mechitzer is. It's also possible by chotzer. As if the poritz, if the opening is more than the omud, it's possible. Now ma yoiser meyeser. Just like if you say if you have only one opening, even though most of it all over is closed, but you have one opening, and this opening is more than 10 amos wide. You're telling me it's possible. According to you, Rav, say, a tzuras pesach does not help. Or I'll tell you, af poritz meruba alaymid. Who adin, when you have more openings than you have closed, the poritz is more than the aymid, hoise b'chotzer. That it by itself is also by a chotzer pshita. If there wouldn't be a tzuras ha-pesach, also this picture, it all has tzuras ha-pesach. There's always a closing on top. But lo yitzuyu, all the openings wouldn't have a tikra, wouldn't have a covering on top of it. It'll all be just wide open. So pshita be posel. Whenever you have roiv poritz, is more opening than closed, pshita that's posel. So v'zeh, I'll tell you, ain't a nitiv a tzuras ha-pesach. Who are then, even like this picture, where you have a tzuras ha-pesach, where you have a tikra on top of it, still it should be possible. As according to Rav, that Tzuras HaPesach does not help where it's wider than 10 Amis, who adin a Tzuras HaPesach should not help, even though you have Oymid, even though you have Poritz, Merub al Oymid, still it shouldn't be good. That's Halacha. So tomorrow night, maybe there's no Raya. I tell you, Ma L'Yoysim Yeser. In a case where it's wider than 10, Ma L'Yoysim Yeser. Ho'ayse B'movi. There it's a bigger Chumrah. Where the opening is wider than 10 amos, there is kefelich. Why? Shekain lo hirtarta boy eitzo pasi birois for Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir Shito, pasi birois we had yesterday, that the Rabbanu will make them, if you have the bor full of mayim in the middle of Rishus Rabin, so you'll have to put up just four demudim, four just pieces of wood at the four corners. So Rabbi Yehuda Shito we had yesterday was, it's good even though they're 13 and a third amos apart. Remeya dingzich there. Remeya says they're only matter until yud amos apart. It can't be more than 10 amos apart. If they're 10 amos apart, it's possible. That's the loch of a pasi berois. So you see, according to Remeya, once it's more than 10 amos, the rabbona were not matter even by pasi berois. That was again, that was the picture before of 121. 121 was the picture. That even though, according to Remeya, if it's more than 10 amos apart, it's possible. Yeah? But 10 amos is kosher. And that's by Pasi Brois. Now what's the loch over there? Tayama Baparas Muruba Aloimid, Hose Bechotzer, Shken Hitarto Eitz of Pasi Brois. Mashenken the loch that of Aparas is more than the Oimid. If you have more opening than closed, we're saying that's possible by Stamachotzer. What about Pasi Brois? By Pasi Brois, Rabbanu will make all. Pasi Brois here, the Zicha more opening than there is closed. The closed is only 2 amas on each side. one and one arm on each side, and open is 10 arms in between. So you see the Rabbanim were more makel with this psul of the Poritz being Meruba than the Oymid, than they were by the din of Yud Amis. So you see the opening of Yud more than Yud Amis is a more Chomadik psul than the psul of being more open than Mechitza. Because Pasi B'Roy is according to Rav Meir, we're makel even though there's more opening than closed. There's a bigger pirtza than there is omit. Still, it's mutter. Mashenka, if the pirtza would be more than yud amis, it's puzzle. So you see, a psul of being wider than 10 amis is a bigger psul than poritz ruba loimit. So, Mel, according to Rav, Rav says that tzuras pesach doesn't help. When does Rav say tzuras pesach doesn't help? Only if it's wider than 10. So I'll tell you, but ask, when it's wider than 10, that's a bigger psul. So there, even the tzuras pesach doesn't help. Mashenka, in our case, we have this chotzer, that rove of the pirtzes. There are more pirtzes than mechitzes. So maybe here would be kosher with the tzuras pesach, because the psul of being more pirtze than mechitza is not such a chomadik psul. Because you see, by pasti broyes, they were mekel. By pasti broyes, there's more opening than there is closed. And still we see we're mekel. So you see, this is a less of a psul than there is roch of meyud. So Mela, it's no raya. Could be tzuras pesach doesn't help where it's rochuv meyud, but where it's not rochuv meyud, just there are more openings than closure, then maybe it's mutter with tzuras pesach. So you have no raya from here what Rav would hold in such a case. That's the more saying. Yeah, I love Shkenatato, it's a pati broyis, a divri akil. Mela, you have no raya. So the Gemara, lema mesayle. Come, I'll bring you raya. The shal now again is the tzuras pesach help in the case where this porud. Oymed meruba. There's more pirtza than there is oymed. What's the raya? Lein masayleh. Defana is halolu. If you have walls, sherubon sochim bechalonos, that rove of the walls are made up with openings, with doors, and with windows, is still mutter. Still it's mutter. Ubovado, she oymed meruba la porets. You should know you have to have more oymed, more mechitza, than you have porets, you have openings. For the Gemara, that can't be. If you can tell me rove of it is made out of doors and windows, so how could you tell me it's more oimid than parts? How can you tell me there's more mechitza than pirtza? If you have rove windows, so pshita, rove is open, then it is closed. El Gemara, el Eimah, shariba bem sachim v'chaloinis. Not there were rove windows and doors. Navah, the robe of the mechitza was a good mechitza. Just there were a lot of windows and a lot of doors in this wall. Obavad, shei oymed ruba al aporetz. But avad, it's only kosher when you have oymed ruba al aporetz. Smell, there's no raya from here that tzuras pesach would help. Avad, we're talking about where there's oymed ruba al aporetz, that's why it's kosher. But if it wouldn't be oymed ruba al aporetz, maybe there'll be no raya. No, okay, this is still a good raya. No, it says Elamai Bovad, Shoyim Ruv Al Aparetz. So you see, even though here we have the Chur Kasher is, even though there are Tzuras HaPesach here, still it's only kosher if you have Oyim Ruv Al Aparetz. You have more Mechitza than you have Pirtza. Mashmif, there'll be more Pirtza, the openings, the Chalainos, and the doors would be more than the Mechitza, it'd be possible, even though you have a Tzuras HaPesach. This is a raya that according to Rav will be possible even with a Tzuras HaPesach. And the Gemara name is no raya. Omer Rav Kana, Kitan Yehi Bepischi Shimoi. We're talking about these type of psochim here, doesn't mean a real good Pesach that has the same Tzuras HaPesach to it. Like in the picture 139, all the tops are a good Tzuras HaPesach. No, we're talking about Pischi Shimoi, that it doesn't have a same Tzuras HaPesach to it. Something is missing. We'll soon see what's missing. Trashi Pischi Shimoi means psochim shemimim, like ruined ones. Lishnachrina psochim mekukolim. Shemachosarin tikin. It's missing a tikin. For the Gemara, my Pischi Shemoi, what is the Pischi Shemoi, what's missing here? Pligibo Rav Ruchumi, Rav Yosef. Chadoma, the last lay Shakfi. It does have any Shikfi. So Rashi learned Shikfi, Mezuzos. Has the side walls are no good. Shenechlutsu Avonim Mikanu Mikan, Evin Yosef, Vievin Echnesis. Vienzu Tzuras HaPesach. It's not called the good Tzuras HaPesach. Like in picture 141. 141, the two side walls of it, is not called a good Tzuras HaPesach according to Rashi. Because since one brick sticks out, one brick sticks in, one brick is out, one brick is in, that's not called a good Tzuras HaPesach. Has to be a straight beam going down on this side, and a straight beam going down on this side. If the beam goes zigzag, that's not called a good Tzuras HaPesach. That's Rashi's pshat. That's a psul from Shikfi.
Yeah.
The Chazom, another one says it, the Lester Tikra. No, could be that alone would be called good side walls. But it's missing the Chal Tikra on top, like the picture 140, like Rashi's picture here. That even though it has two side walls, but the Pesach on top of the Pesach is open the Gamri. So maybe in such a case, it'll be possible. So yeah, Pshita, if you're going to have more opening than you have closure, so that's called Poris Meruba Mi Oimei, and Avada, there it's possible. Ve'enachanami, Lu Yisuya would have been good Surah Sapesach, like a picture 139, maybe it would have been Mutter. So maybe you have Naraya what Rav would hold. Maybe Rav holds Surah Sapesach does help where it's Poritz Oimid Meruba. I hear it says it's no good, because here it's talking about Pitzchei Shemoi, that they don't have a good shame Surah Sapesach. Yeah. So of the Yaf Rav Yechanin Savala Lahor de Rav. Rav Yechanin also holds like Rav that if something is wider than 10 Amos, a Surah Sapesach does not help. The Yomar Rovin Bar Ravada, Omer Rav Yitzchok, Maisa Biyod Mechad. A Maisa happened with one person, Midikas Beis Chursim, that's the place where he was, Dikas Beis Rashi Shem Mokim, name of a place, Shenoetz Dalet Kondisin Biarba Pinar Sasoda. He stuck in the ground four poles on the four different ends of the soda. Kav dalet kondisin. Like we make a chuppah. Here's some picture 143. He had dalet four sticks, sticking up on the four sides of the soda. O motach zumoiro aleyim. And he stretched on top of them, the zumoiro, the vines, across on top. To make it look like a tzuras ha-pesach here. O bo maisof nechachom. And the chon yestis maisof nechachomim. Ve tiru lar linyin klayim. They were matter nageya to klayim that it has a shein mechitza. Like Lamoshel, let's say you have this picture, the four sticks, and you have a surah of pesach, you have the zemuras going across on top. See, if this is called a good surah of pesach all around, it's called like you have mechitzas. When you have mechitzas, you're allowed to plant a kerem, the vines inside, and right outside you can plant zeroyim. There'll be no risk that klay is zeroyim. Klay is roim, if you have a mechitza in between, that's like picture 143. You're allowed a mamashav right connected to the wall. On one side you have the grapes growing, on the other side you have the wheat growing. If you have a real mechitza there, there'll be no issa klay is roim. So what did now that you only have a tzuras ha-pesach, he also said that's called like a mechitza. A male in your klay, there's no issa, you're allowed to plant inside the vines, and right outside you can plant this roim. That's what this mechitza was. But mechitza, v'nechachom, v'tiru lal in your klay. So Drashi, Umotach Zmura Gadeim, Mizel Zer Kain Surah Sapesach. Then now it would look like you have a Surah Sapesach here. So he's mat with Linyan Klayim, Shimyesh Gefanim Betoicha Kondisin. If you're growing grapes inside, is Mutel Izroya Somochlem Chuslem Chitza. Right outside this Surah Sapesach, you'll have to start planting wheat. Kiritnan, Hoyegeder Bentayim, if you have a gather wall in between, Zer Somochle Geder Mikan, he's allowed to plant grapes. There's suddenly get the mikan, he's allowed to plant his wheat. There's no wish to klai is royin. There also there's no wish to klai kerim here. That's what they said. The Yomar Eshlokis said on this maisa, Kederach Shetirular Linyan Klayim, Kachatirular Linyan Shabbos. The same Allah would apply Linyan Shabbos. This is called Rosh Hashanah. Since you have four Tzuras HaPesach, a Tzuras HaPesach has a Shein Mechitza, so inside here is a Rosh Hashanah, and that's the way we make all our Arabs. All the Arabs in camp, wherever you make an Arab, has a Tzuras HaPesach going all around, and inside it's called Rosh HaSiyochid, like Rosh Lakis says here. The Joshlin Yin Shabbos, the Talta B'Toycha, you'll have to be Metaltal inside it. Rabbi Yechon says no. Rabbi Yechon Noma, L'Klayim Etiru. Enoch Nami, it's Mutter for Klayim, it's called the Mechitza, you'll have to plant inside and right outside. Etiruloi. Linyin Shabbos Le Etiruloi. But on Shabbos though, you're not allowed to be Metaltal inside, it's not called Rosh HaSiyochid. So the Marba Maya Skina, what are we talking about? If you want to say you made the Tzuras HaPesach the wrong way, Minatzad, like picture 144, you did not put the Zmiris on top of the beams the way it's supposed to. Or else, picture 145 is called the Tzuras HaPesach that's made Minatzad. Halacha Tzuras HaPesach is that the top beam on top has to go straight across on top, above the two sides. You put it on the side, that's not called the good Tzuras HaPesach. If that's what you're telling me, that's what we're talking about here. The stammer went along the side. For Yomar Rav Chizda, Surah Sapesach, Shosim in Atzad, Lo Yosef Lo Klum. Rav Chizda said that's a postulate of Surah Sapesach. So how could Rav Shloka Sheyes Kosher then Linyin Shabbos? And even in Leklayim, why should it be kosher? It's Mamas a postulate of Surah Sapesach, it's made in Atzad. Ella, you have to say Ella Agabin. Avada, we're talking about here where they made a good Surah of Pesach, the Zmiris, the vine went on top of the Dalit condition. It had a good shame Surah of Pesach. So Mazayev Amai, how are we talking about? How wide is it? Elaim Abiyesa was only 10 amas wide. That's what we're talking about. That's Elaim Abiyesa. Is Behol Lame Rabbi Yechon Mishabbos Loi? How could Rabbi Yechon say for Shabbos is not called Mishas Yochid? Why not? Avad, everybody holds the Surah of Pesach helps within 10 amas. So how could he ding zich? Elamai, the Machlekes is here where these Dalet Kedisin was more than 10 amas apart. And he had a good string going across on top, so it had a good shame Surah of Pesach. Resh Lakish holds the Surah of Pesach helps, even though it's wider than 10 amas. And Rav Yechonen holds like Rav, know that if it's wider than 10 amas, a Surah of Pesach doesn't help. And Agav, that's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is that a Surah of Pesach doesn't help wider than 10 amas. He paskins like Rav. So according to the Rambam, a lot of men are over the Erevin, the Zichah doesn't know. But the Maisa, we paskin the Kula, the Shulchan Aruch paskin not like that. Halacha, we hold that a Surah of Pesach helps even though it's wider than 10 amas. Whatever wants to be Cheshire for the Rambam Shita, if it's wider than 10 amas, it's not a good Surah of Pesach. So Chura, it's right, Rabbi Yechon holds wider than 10 is no good. So it's Gemara Loi, maybe no, that's not the Yechon Shita. L'yoylam b'yester, we're talking about now, it's only exactly 10 amas or less apart, the four beams. Of the Zoy, what's the Machlokes? O minatzad, and Enochanami, the Zemuris did not go on top of the beams, but they went on the side of the beam. O but Rav Chisda kamiflagi, that's good for the Machlokes in Rav Chisda. That Rosh Lakish doesn't hold like Rav Chisda, even though it's the Pesach minatzad is kosher, even for Shabbos. And Rav Yechon holds like Rav Chisda, I'll call upon it for Shabbos. That for Shabbos, if it's minatzad, it's not called a mechitza. But for Kalayim, even though it's minatzad, it's also called a mechitza. Hey, it's the mechitzas of Kalayim are different than Shabbos. Like Rashi says, O Rav Chisda pligi, Rosh Lakish less than Rav Chisda b'chal. Rav Yechon is led Rav Chisda k'sava, kiyom Rav Chisda l'Shabbos. When does Rav Chisda say that it's minatzad is possible only for the Shabbos? Avol Klayim, Afidlo minatzad every Surah of Pesach the Shabbos chomer meklayim. Shabbos is more chomer than klayim. That's what we're talking about. You have these Murris went on the sides of the kedusin. So according to Resh Lakish, that's also kosher. The Yechon says no, it's possible, but it's only possible because it went on the side. Benachtam, if it went on top, it could be even wider than 10 would be kosher. So the more yes, for Rami the Resh Lakish, the Resh Lakish, the Steven Resh Lakish. The Yomar Resh Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chanina. He said over the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chanina.